Today's Life in 500 Words comes from Janya Williams, who was always thought of as different in her early years at school. And how Janya unlocked that difference has created waves that she writes about in her blog for others to understand. This is her story on the theme of making waves.
At school, I was known as the girl who doesn't talk. At home, I talked fine. I was normal. In fact, as number four of the six of us, I was probably the most animated and adventurous. But at school, my voice box just seemed to shut down. At school, my silence was dismissed as severe shyness. But I knew there was something more to it, even then, as a kid. I would watch shy kids, thinking, please, please be like me, or better still, worse than me. But sadly, they would always warm up, start talking to people, settle in, make friends, basically be normal. I was continually disappointed and left feeling that I was a freak. I had no idea what was wrong with me. I just couldn't seem to talk to people. There was one girl who I spoke to, but I could only speak to her one-on-one. As soon as another kid approached, I would pretty much shut down. I answered the teacher when I had to. I did what I had to, but it made my daily school life very difficult, unbearable at times. Reading aloud, standing out the front and sharing news, drama, calling for the ball in sports, these were all things I yearned to participate in, but in reality, were agonizing and something I felt I had no choice but to endure. Unfortunately, I couldn't talk to my parents about it either. There was something very wrong with me and I was ashamed. I dreaded giving them my report cards at the end of each term because I knew that word would be in there. That word I came to despise, quiet. Janya is too quiet, the comments would say. Janya needs to speak up in class. The worst part of it all was standing out, being different. As a kid, you just want to blend in. But I stood out all right. Kids would ask me, why don't you talk? Do you talk at home? Say something. And I would freeze, feel a lump rising in my throat and tears stinging my eyes. Then at 13, I discovered alcohol. It was a revelation. I had found the missing piece of the puzzle. I found, as I became intoxicated, my anxiety faded. Suddenly, I was able to talk to people, be normal. I had discovered my talk elixir. Alcohol became my close companion. It stayed with me well into my adulthood. It was clearly a vital component of socializing for me. Of course, my dependence upon alcohol grew and resulted in a trail of chaos and carnage, failed relationships, serious drink driving offenses, and a lot of trauma for my family. Then, at 45, only 5 years ago, I stumbled upon the term selective mutism whilst scrolling through a social media site. It stopped me in my tracks. I read on, and the words leapt out at me, resonating instantly. Acute anxiety response. Inability to talk in select situations, typically at school. Finally, here it was in black and white. It was a thing, and other people had it. It was a revelation. Finally, my childhood, my life, would start to make sense. The more I read, the more I learned. I am now convinced that my untreated condition was the catalyst for my alcohol dependence. This knowledge, this clarity has created a kinder, more forgiving attitude within me. I'm not there yet. I still struggle to talk to people, but there is hope for the future.
hope for the future. That's something we all need right now. Thanks to Janya Williams for her Life in 500 Words. And that story was produced by Carey Dell. Janya also writes a blog about her experiences with selective mutism. You can find that link on the Life Matters homepage from today's show. Just look for Life in 500 Words. And if you've got a story on the theme of making waves, we would love to hear it. Just record it into your smartphone and email it to us. And the instructions are there on our homepage too, right down the bottom. Life Matters on Radio National.